been murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, a new chapter has begun here in Baltimore. It is official. Joe Flacco will not be the starter, at least for this game. He's going to be backing up Lamar Jackson against Tampa Bay. The decision was made. It was announced on Wednesday. And joining me, as always, he wants to take over the intro from now on. He's the new Lamar. I'm Joe. My buddy Josh, what's going on, man?
I wouldn't say all that, man. Yeah, but you're right. I really feel like we kind of knew this was coming, but hey, I like you running the show. I like being behind the scenes a little bit. It's a team effort, right? We couldn't do it without each other.
And that's what you know what, Lamar has come out and said that, and I really like the statement he made where it's not my team, it's not Joe's team, it's all of our team. So I do want to begin talking about Joe and Lamar here. So I got a press scrum or whatever, and they were going to put it on the app and air it live, and it said Coach Harbaugh, QB Joe Flacco, QB Lamar Jackson. And I was like, ooh. And he goes, just so you know, I mean, I'm not going to hide it here, Lamar Jackson's our starting quarterback. And then that was it. And, you know, life for a Baltimore Ravens fan kind of changed at that moment. And Joe came on after Coach Harbaugh said he was disappointed. You can tell Joe is kind of distraught. He's upset. I mean, he lost his job. Let's be honest. He lost his job to the guy that they drafted. But I assume he saw like the writing on the wall when he got drafted that this was going to happen. But Joe is handling it like an absolute pro. And, you know, it's I'm not blaming Joe for this. It's not like Joe didn't put effort in or whatever. I mean, this is a changing of the guard. It's not his fault, but he's the backup now. And I don't think it's the last we've seen of Joe Flacco. I think he is going to be on the field for a little bit. I think he's not done. He might be done in Baltimore after this season. But right now, Joe is really handling this like a champ and like an absolute professional. And that's
you're right.
It's really
you're
good
right.
to see.
Yeah, man, and I mean, you don't know what he's doing behind the scenes. I'm sure he's pouted. I don't think he cried about it. Who knows? But only maybe his family knows. But it's just, but it's funny you say he lost his job. But when at one point, what job are you, or what employer are you at where you can lose your job and still make $24 million?
I
mean, I like
that.
Can
job.
I lose my job and make $24 million and get demoted? Can I get demoted tomorrow at work and make $24 million? That would be fantastic. But especially when I go on social media and I say certain things, especially on the show, I don't have a personal attack on Joe. I'm not sitting here saying because I hate this man. I see it. It's like. It's Ravens fans fighting among Ravens fans. It's everybody's got an opinion about it, which I get. I value everybody's opinion. I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong. My whole thing is, and I'll digress from it, is don't make it empty. Like, back it up with stats or back it up with substance. Don't just say, oh, because I'm going to come at you and flip the other side of the script. But I digress from that. But everybody thinks, like, I had it out for this guy, and it's like, oh, Lamar's starting, and I forgot about Joe or what he's done, or it's an afterthought, or Joe sucks, and Lamar's better. No.
I threw it out on Twitter. I put the quote out there. This is Adam Schefter, obviously, of ESPN. He said, quote, Lamar Jackson is certainly not better than Joe Flacco. He's just different. And right now, different is winning this team football games. And that's
this is what I'm trying to tell people. I don't know what planet you're all on that you're sitting here thinking, yeah, I'm just talking this season. I'm not talking 2012 playoffs. I'm not talking – what he's done. Joe Flacco's done it. He's the best quarterback in this franchise's history. He's going to be in Ring of Honor one day, and I love me some Joe Flacco, so let's get that out there. But this is like what Adam Schefter said. The Ravens were 4-5 with Joe at the helm. Joe lost three straight games, and he threw zero touchdowns in the Steelers game, and we lost the game by one score. What was – and we had no running game. We were 27th ranked. What was – what Joe was doing or him running the offense or whatever, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't working. He gets hurt. We go on a bye week. Lamar Jackson starts and we're 3-1 record, and luckily we had some help because the Steelers lost and all that, and right, so I don't know what everybody's complaining about. And again, I feel like I'm the only one who gets this. I just feel like this because everybody's like – you know, Joe, I get it. Joe's the best quarterback on team, and he should start. Be honest with you, after hearing this news, I was actually surprised. Like, because I thought a healthy Joe Flacco, I really thought Harbaugh was going to say Joe's going to be our guy because it's like it makes sense, right? You're not going to start a rookie over a proven veteran like that. But Adam's on a point here. It's working. It's different. Different is winning games, and different. Basically won the game against the Chiefs. That was a defensive lapse and not covering and we can get in all that. We already did, but that's the way I see it, man. So, I mean, you know, and again, pull up the shows. I've been a Joe fan, putting stats out there. No, Joe's awesome. Stop crapping on Joe. But it's just, I just don't like, you're comparing a rookie who started four NFL games to an 11-year veteran who started how many games? So, and he started in the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. He's a 10-5 playoff record. You guys got to stop comparing that. Compare Lamar to like a Sam Darnold or whoever came out of his rookie class. I just feel like it's unfair. You're comparing a pocket passer to a running gunner. Drafted him in April. When the Ravens drafted him in April. You know, you're comparing what Lamar does to, well, Joe does this. Well, of course. It's like me and you, right? We're two different people. Mm-hmm. We're going to two different things, different skill sets, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, right. So, anybody, you know, I can't sit there and say, you know, if you give us two different tasks, you might do it one way, I might do it another way. And then you can't sit there and say, well, Josh didn't do it like Brandon, or Brandon didn't do it like Josh. You're comparing. Well, we're different. I might produce different results, or I might be this way, and we all have different personalities. That's the thing I've seen over the last 4 weeks, and I'm just like, really? And it's no surprise that I don't know if you had your head in the sand, but no matter – unless Joe Flacco – had the number one seed and this year, and he was leading, and he threw 4,000 yards and 30 something touchdowns and little to no picks, and this team was going deep in the playoffs or even a Super Bowl run. Joe wasn't staying here next year. You're not offering $27 million against the cap hit. We've covered that already. So the Ravens are going to either release him and take the hit against the cap or trade him. So it's no secret, especially when they jumped back in the first round to get Lamar. And Joe even alluded to in his press conferences, he knew it's a change in the guard, whether you liked it or not. It's just, I think, because it's reality and people are just that against it. Because it's like, oh, it's Joe just on the team. You got to start him. You don't have to start anybody. I mean, you don't. I mean, again, I would love to pick old school Patriots. And when I say old school, I mean Patriot fans who loved the team before this whole Brady era started. Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe is a great name, and Phil Belichick and the Patriots gave him his job back after he got back healthy because the same thing, the Patriots in the same boat all these years ago, and enter Tom Brady and the GOAT story. But, you know, it's Drew Bledsoe got hurt. They started a six-round draft pick out of nowhere, and it was working. So the Patriots, you know, Drew Bledsoe came back, and Patriots like, nope, thanks, but no thanks, Drew. You know, we're going to go with Brady. It's working. And the same thing happened there. He took it. He's taking it the best way is, and he's got to, you know, learn his new job. But right now, he's going to watch, you know, the rookie perform, and you know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting going forward. What's going to happen? But it definitely is a changing of the guard. Yeah, it's a new era.
It is.
It really is a new era here.
And I don't think we expected it. This new era. It's again, it was forced. The injury happened. So I think the fan base wasn't ready for it this year. I think that's why everybody's just, they have that opinion about it.
I think everybody was ready. I think everybody was ready when they drafted Lamar. I know like your buddy that went to practice with us in August, he already had a Lamar Jackson jersey.
He's been ready. Dude, trust me, Tony was ready.
But like, I think Baltimore, after the Super Bowl, after Joe got that big contract, and after not making the playoffs for so many years, I think the fan base was getting tired. And I think they were angry at Joe for taking all of that money. But, like, how can you be angry at a guy who
– You can't. He got paid for what he did, not for what he's doing.
Exactly.
That's why he did like every rookie did in the NFL. Every rookie gets the same deal like Lamar. You get a four-year with a fifth-year option. Joe Flacco's fifth year was his option. They could have restructured it. You know what Joe said? Thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to take a chance myself. And what did he just do? Oh, he just won a Super Bowl. No big deal. Oh, pay me now. So the Ravens were forced, because then you either have to pay him or do you let him walk? And you let him walk, the whole fan base would have walked. You can't do that. So, and then the Ravens, you would have had an unprecedented situation, man. Remember what they did to Trent Dilfer?
Oh, yeah.
He's the only Super Bowl winning quarterback to not be on the team the following year that you've released him. So you're going to say that the franchise wins two Super Bowls and both Super Bowls the next year are going to let go both quarterbacks. That get off the contract. He's got paid for what he did, not for what he's doing. But you're right. He hasn't lived up the contract since. But it's hard to call people out. And I'm not one to do, I don't want to do that anyway. But I just say a fan base, oh, you're right. They got sick and tired of Joe this, Joe that. How many times I heard Joe's contract brought up? He's not paying to play to potential, this and that. Then enter Lamar. Oh, Lamar can't throw. He runs too much. They're picking apart anyone Joe back. Well, isn't this the same fan base that got tired of it in the first place? So it's like, pick one. Don't, because you don't like what Lamar's doing or you don't like the style of quarterback play. You know, that's just to me. I mean, you're going to get – if you don't like it, you're going to have to put up with it because this is what you're going to get next season. So this is what I kind of find funny to me because – and is angry or a comparison, but because Joe gets hurt and then Lamar comes in and you know what Joe is, and because you have Joe that might be healthy and come back, I don't want to say that I wish Joe was hurt now for the year, you know, but I think it would be a lot easier for everybody if Joe really got severely hurt and was out for the year, because then there'd be no shot. That's the way I feel. I mean, but again, it's the situation the Ravens are in. We all knew this. They were 3-1 so far in the stretch. All right, they should be. They did let the Chiefs off the hook. So really, Lamar could be 4-0 as a starter. And the defense let him down. But again, you win as a team, lose as a team. It's not a one guy. So, but we all know the defense on the field last. We know the result, and they'll be all can't change it. But Lamar, he's got some growing to do. I'm not sitting here blessing him as way better. He's not better. You know, Joe, I still feel like Joe gives him the best chance, but Lamar's the playmaker. Lamar has the X factor with changing the dynamic in offense. And again, I'm not kidding. Brandon, go back and look at it, man. It's no surprise that the team went from almost dead last in the league in rushing to call, which is, it's not a coincidence. There's a reason why it happened. Because Alex Collins wasn't getting it done. You know, Joe was throwing it 40 times a game, not getting it done. We don't have playmakers at receiver. So it's just, it is what it is. But at any rate, you know, that's where we're at. And this is now the Lamar era has officially started, it looks like.
That's right. And the Lamar era is going to start going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Started off the season really well. They look like, they were really going to be a contender. They've kind of fizzled out a little bit since then. So let's talk about Lamar's offense here. How is Lamar's game? We've seen how the running game is done against these past teams. How is the running game going to be up against the Tampa Bay defense? Is it going to be a good day for Lamar and his offense?
As you alluded to, they started off great. They were 2-0, and the defense just fell apart. The offense fell apart. Well, season did. But I think Lamar matches up well. Again, this is another trash defense in the NFL. If you want to go there, they're horrible. They're last percent in the league in almost every category. Can't cover the run. Can't cover the pass. I feel like on the defensive side, Lamar in the running game is going to be. They're going to exploit that. They're going to continue to execute that Ravens game plan that's been happening the last month of football, and it's been working. I feel like they're just going to attack, go away what's working, keep it simple for Lamar. I don't think Lamar's going to have that. You know, Lamar's not a gunslinger. He's not airing it out 56 yards, and I think that's where – and again, I feel like it. That's where the X factor is in everybody's, trying to, compare both quarterbacks because, yeah, Joe Flacco's got the deep pass. And that's the way I see it. So the attack, I feel like the aerial attack would be best suited for, the words are there. I'm thinking about the passing attack like it is. Like, Brandon, we know Lamar's not going to air it out. So it's like, do you want to attack him that way? But I feel like the way they're going to attack Tampa Bay, it's going to be on the ground. It's going to be ground and pound, hard-nosed defense, cacking them on the offensive side of the football. It's that formula that you want it to work and you want it to work well. It's not going to work every time, but I just feel like it's at this point with Tampa Bay here, bad defense at home. I feel like the Ravens could really execute the game plan wholeheartedly and I think it'll work well. I really think they're going to rush it. Now, predicting here another 200 yards on the ground. He's not one to throw for 200-300 yards. No, and I don't know if he'll ever garden in that kind of quarterback. And I think that's what a lot of people are concerned about. And I'm not sitting here saying it's not going to happen. You know, I'm definitely concerned about those kind of things. But at this point, you know, you got to run the offense that's given. And I think the offense is, I think, being built around Lamar, and it's not fully there. But it does help that Lamar is playing bad defenses. I mean, not saying, oh, you play a good defense and you'll see it, but not to get on that horse, but I alluded to it, and every other team plays bad defenses, so you never know how good or bad a team is. Everybody lines up against good and bad teams. So, but it does help that with these defenses, it helps a little bit. It skews it, but you can't excuse that because, again, you can never apologize for who you play at whatever time because everybody starts 0-0 at the first part of the year and then they got to play the game. So at that point, I just feel like the Ravens are going to just come out gangbusters and with running the football, and they're going to keep it on the ground. I feel like that – and, again, I know Lamar's fumbles, but I feel like running the ball, it cuts down on those mistakes because you don't want him to throw that stupid interception or anything like that. And then with the passing game the way it is, I just feel like the Ravens aren't going to have that attack, and they got to grow into it a little bit. But this is working, so why not keep doing it, right?
Exactly,
I don't see the harm in it. I mean, yeah, you got to pass more rushing football, but – yeah, the receivers want to get involved, and they might be more vocal. But, dude, if I was making my receiver money and I got to go out and do minimum work, I'll go out there and line up and block a few and catch if they get three targets a game, and I can still make the same paycheck. These guys aren't incentive-based. They get the same – they got guaranteed money sometimes, or their contracts are there. It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, they get incentives on the back end, how the team performs and what it can do. But it's not like, oh, I need to make six catches today in my quota, and if I only make three, I only get half my paycheck. That's not how this works. They get Crabtree, Snead, Brown, and the rest of them all. They get paid the same whether they catch 10 balls for 150 and two touchdowns or five balls for 40 yards. It's the same, but you want everybody to make an impact. But I think this offense right now is simple. They're keeping it simple. And again, I keep alluding to it, it's working. So, hey, until somebody stomps it or until the Ravens break it themselves, I don't see any reason why to go away from it. But, and I feel like the Ravens, man, and Harbaugh, even if you were to switch gears and go to Flacco, I feel like it messes up that mojo because it is working. So it's like it's such a hard decision because if you do go to Joe, it's a different pace of offense. It's a different this, a different that. So, again, you're right. You know, Joe Flacco is better. You know, I'm definitely not dismissing that. But the way this offense is working is definitely a lot better than it was after these first 9 weeks. I mean, the Ravens were running under 500. Playoffs were an afterthought. We were thinking playoffs were like 4 or 5 years away or probably a little good long time. But now the playoffs have been in our mouths a lot more than than we would ever thought. So I'm just enjoying the ride. You know, we can dissect it. We can break it down. We can get mad about who's playing, who's not. But, hey, the Ravens are winning, and I'm the fan, and – yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. The Ravens are right there. And, hey, if all goes to plan, we could be recording our next show in first place in the AFC North. So how about that?
That's something. And
it is.
You know, kind of lost in all of this Lamar Joe news. Harbaugh also brought up in his press conference that Orlando Brown Jr. has officially won the starting job at right tackle. He replaced James Hurst, who went out with a back injury. And one of the reasons why this offense is working is because of Orlando Brown Jr. I think he's done fantastic at the right tackle position. I think he's earned the spot. And, you know, just like Lamar earned the spot at starting QB, Orlando Brown Jr., he's earned this spot as well. And I don't know about you. Tell me what you're thinking, but I think he's done a fantastic job.
I'm right there with you. I'm definitely not going to disagree. He's definitely earned a starting job. I was happy to see it. He's following his father's footsteps, his late father's footsteps, and rightfully so. It's great. It just comes full circle. I'm glad the Ravens drafted him here, and they were at an opportunity to get him when they did. It all worked out according to plan, and I'm not surprised. You know, the dude, I forget what game it was. I wish I'd have, you know, noted this because I didn't think he was going to start this year. And he's been in plug and play situations, but he absolutely pancaked somebody in a game, and I'm like, that's the lineman we need. So I'm definitely happy that he's starting. He definitely earned it this year. And hey, and that's great that these rookies are automatically coming in this year and making the impact, right? You don't want to draft this whole draft class. How many times have we covered a draft class and it's like, dude, they're just not panning out. They're taking too long to develop. Oh, this guy sucks. This guy was overvalued, or this guy was undervalued. I mean, now you're seeing Mark Andrews get involved. Lamar's definitely getting involved. Zeus is getting involved, or Zeus Jr. And it's just like, it's awesome. You're seeing the impact already, and that's our future. Our future is Brown on the line. Our future is Lamar quarterback. Our future is these tight ends, and you know, and whatever receivers we draft or end up getting a free agency, I guess. But same old song and dance. But the future's there, and I feel like now that the Ravens are starting to get their offense under them, I feel like next year, you know, not to get too far ahead, but I think next year the Ravens are going to start going defense heavy. To get the other side of the ball right.
We've seen that in the last couple of years. They've been real defense heavy. And let's talk a little bit about this defense. Unfortunately, on the injury report, Marlon Humphrey missed both practices this week on Wednesday and Thursday. He's still dealing with a groin injury. He missed practice last week, but still played against Kansas City. You know, these groin injuries can kind of be a little iffy. Do you think Marlon Humphrey, even though he missed practice, will be there on Sunday, or have you heard anything about how significant this injury might be?
No, I don't think it's significant at all. You know, I can always monitor it closer. No, I don't think it's going to keep him out of game Sunday. It would be detrimental to the defense. We need him. I feel like he's best one out there in the secondary. So I don't think it's severe enough for him to keep out. I think the Ravens are just being precautious at this point to really – hone in on that. So we'll definitely monitor it and see in any breaking news that happens on the Marlon Humphrey front. But now I think he's going to be fine. Just like last time when he was held out of practice, limited, not practice, but then he was a full participant. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I think the Ravens will definitely release all those injury reports as it gets closer to the weekend. So as we get it, we'll cover it. But no, I think Marlon will be out there 100% against Tampa. And it's needed because, dude, Tampa's got the weapons, right? Even though they're a bad team, it's just like with Atlanta, and we kept them in check. Atlanta was out of the playoff race, but it's still Julio, and it was still Matt Ryan, and we did well against that. So, again, you know, not on the same level, but Mike Evans did get paid a big contract. Mike Evans is one of the still premier dangerous receivers in this league. I don't care if he's got Fitzmagic thrown to him, or I don't care if he's got Winston throwing to him, anything, but these guys can still ball out, and it's dangerous, and they can still put up points. But you know, few and far between, this is a bad football team. We're playing at the right time again, week 15. You never apologize who you play because they started the year off good, right? You know, the 2-0, everybody's on that train, and they look dangerous, Mike Evans, and then they just fell off the map. So, but no, they can come in and play spoiler like any team. We've seen it. I mean, the Dolphins balled out, and it's a miracle play to beat the Patriots. It don't matter. I mean, even the Dolphins are in a playoff hunt, but my point is, no matter where you're at, you got to play your best game, and you don't want this trap game and looking ahead to the biggest matchup of the remaining of the year at the Chargers a week later. But getting off of that topic, you got to focus the task at hand, and I don't care if it's raining, sleeting, snowing, I don't care what it is. You just got to take care of business, and you know, against Tampa Bay, man. And I just really feel like the Ravens, they can really take it to them. And if they can make this out of hand early and make us more relaxed watching it, hey, it's going to be a great overall. I feel like it's going to be a great overall team win. I have that feeling. I'm not saying I'm not worried about discounting Tampa. They're still dangerous. All right. So, but I feel like the Ravens right now, they're playing their best ball of the year. They're getting hot at the right time. You know, and the Ravens, speaking of that, like Marlon Humphrey injury, the Ravens, other than obviously Joe going down with his hip, they haven't had that. How many times we had to cover that people are going down IR left and right, right?
Yeah.
Like other than with Hurst's issue and Flacco's hip, there hasn't been that player that's like, oh, my God, they're after you. Like, remember the 1 year? It was Tavon Young goes down in April, minicamps. We had this go down. We had this. And it was like every player goes down, where I think that 1 year we had like 15 or 20-something players on IR, and it was like ridiculous. I'm like, the Ravens knock on some wood around here. They've been healthy this year so far, and that's why I feel like they've really been successful, because they have the rookie infusion, you know, mixed in with that veteran presence, but they've been healthy so far this year, and I think it's going to carry them. So, hey, let's keep it going. But I really feel like, you know, really wrapping everything, I feel like they were going to attack – my perspective, they're going to attack Tampa with a running game keep it simple for Lamar, not air it out. See what he's capable of. I want to see him do it, but we already know he's capable of the deep ball. He threw a deep ball to Mark Andrews. He threw a deep ball to Brown that got called back. So it's there. I'd like to see a little bit more, especially if the game gets out of hand. I really like to see him air it out, and there could be a wrinkle, right? Even though Lamar's starting, it doesn't mean that Joe's never going to play. They've even said Joe could be brought in situational things where, hey, you could see Joe on a goal line. You might see Joe come in. Or, hey, if there's a blowout, you might see Joe, like Lamar did with the Bills game, come in and relieve and do well. Or I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I've seen this before, someone's named a starter and then like three or four plays, they're taken out of the game. You don't know. Just because Lamar's starting now, we already know that means Lamar's starting, he's playing most of the game. You know, I'm not saying he's going to start three snaps and then Joe's going to play the rest of the game. But
that would be hilarious if they did that, though.
Wouldn't it be? It'd be like, oh, Lamar's starting. Ha-ha, wait, no, Joe Flacco enters in for the rest of the game. I mean, you never know, but you're right. It would be absolutely hilarious to see that go down, but I think this is Lamar train, and we got to ride it till it derails. But, hey, it's working. There are 3-1 last four games. No matter way you slice it, it's happened. And, dude, I'm excited, man. Got to take it to Tampa. This is a team where you really got to show your might. And, you know, got 2 out of 3 at home here, the home stretch. I can't believe we're in week 15, man. It's crazy. But it's going to be a good one for the fans who are attending. For the first 30,000, they are giving away a Ravens scarf. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to get mine. So, but I'm excited, man. It's going to be a good one. Mid to late December football. You know, we're right here a week from the Christmas time holiday. It's going to be great. The home game, and dude, I can't wait. And I'm taking my dad, so it's always good to enjoy it. And this is the one game he always gets to go to a year. He picks one, and I know he's excited and ramped up, and I can't wait to get down there, man. It's gonna be great. Another great atmosphere for Ravens football. But but again, man, it's just crazy to talk about this quarterback situation. We never thought we'd be here this year, but hey, we've seen crazier things happen, right?
Well, let me ask you, do you think are they going to introduce the offense at home if it's Lamar's first official start?
No. Actually, they've already did that. They're going to announce the defense this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they did it because Lamar played against the Raiders and the Bengals at home starting.
Right.
And the Bengals game, they introduced the defense first, and then Lamar was introduced with the Raiders. So we definitely got to see, or I got to see at least in person, Lamar run out of tunnel fully officially as a starter. It was pretty neat.
Does he have a dance or anything like that? Or is he just
No. He almost like does it like Joe. Comes out like Joe Flacco and just runs. But again, you know, Joe, not discounting what he's done for us. It's been great. I mean, hey, I met the guy a lot of times. I've got signatures from him. I've talked to him a little bit. It's Joe, man. I would love to chill with Joe, man, if I could. I mean, I think I'm one of those fed up fans. Like, I hit my breaking point, as we know. That Steelers game, I was just fed up. Like, that was it. Like, I'm not saying I don't forgive him. You know, I can't get over it. But that's when I was like, all right, I'm ready. Like, all right, let's go. Like, 3-game losing streak. He didn't throw any touchdowns, can't make wide open reads, and then you wonder why. I'm like, you just got to. So that's where I'm at the situation. But hey, I'm the kind of thing, ride or die, man. If Joe was starting, I'm going to be excited. Lamar's starting, I'm going to be excited. I'm not going to be excited more so over the other. You know, it is what it is. I just want the best Ravens performance and put the players out there. And Harbaugh alluded to it. He made the decision to put the team in the best way to win and win now. So, and like Adam Schefter, I'm going to keep coming back to it. Different is working, and I'm okay with it.
Different is working, and like you said, these are just two different quarterbacks, and you go with the hot hand. It just makes sense. So,
right,
Josh, have we covered everything for this Purple Friday preview?
I think we did, man. I think we got this one in the bag, like it's always alluded to, a haze in the barn, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep it an original, quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
At Italian GQ 52.
All right, go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. We're always posting really cool stuff and different things related to the Baltimore Ravens and football. I don't know if you saw it posted today, but Nick Boyle will be down at Barks Animal Shelter, and he's doing a donation drive down there, and you can meet Nick Boyle. So check that out. All the information's over on our page. And if you're a fan of Friday Night Lights, they're doing a charity auction from that show, and Minka Kelly, who was on that show, she actually signed a bunch of like memorabilia and stuff, and they're auctioning that off. So, I mean, all the links are over on our Facebook page. Go check that out. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch. Anywhere you're social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call and you should too. Don't forget, write us an Apple Podcast review. Keep us relevant over there. And you know what I found out?
What's that, man?
Remember last year you and I were guests on a podcast for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, the Bears brothers. I keep in contact with them. It's awesome.
Well, they got so big and so recognized that the NFL told them they had to change their name.
No way.
Yeah, so they lost the Bear Brothers name because NFL said it was copyright.
I have to tweet them that, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think they're now called the Chicago Audible. So that is, I think that's their new name, but I mean, it's a bittersweet thing. You lose your name, but also you're making enough noise that the NFL is coming after you. So, I mean, you know you're getting recognized. So
we got some competition, man.
That's
we got to push us.
That's right. So it's good and bad for those guys. But
well, speaking of that, I'm surprised that no one's called on because I don't know if you remember this. We made our show and we dubbed it The Call like since the beginning. And then I forget what year it was, but then we found out that the Ravens, that article they put out, it was called The Call at one point. And I was like, wait a second. So I was hoping we didn't get infringement or copyrights because I was like, no, we definitely thought about that name first before you guys. So we could approve like that by our first episode and timestamp. So, yeah. But I'm like, I thought about that too. I'm like, there's no way because we thought about that first. We didn't copy off of you guys.
Yeah.
So,
and also, yeah. I'm a little surprised Old Bay hasn't come after us for our logo. But you know what? I don't want them to. It's a good logo. It's a good name. Leave us alone.
But even if we had to, we'll conform to it. I mean, I'm not – but you're right. I love our logo. Love the Old Bay. It ties everything together with this Baltimore, but is what it is, man. But hey, we'll see. But I love it. It's awesome. I have to shout out to those guys. It's awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Brandon. Always an awesome show. Always good talking Ravens football with you, man, and linking up a couple of times a week. Everybody, man, we know it now. It's official. It's Lamar Jackson time. He's officially started by Joe Flacco. There's people out there that love the idea, and there's people out there that really absolutely hate the idea. And if you do, hey, you got 3 weeks of this. It's just like winter. It's like the Groundhog Day. It's got 6 more weeks of winter. You got 3 more weeks of this. But then it ain't over because Lamar's going to start all next year too. So, but we all knew this was coming. No surprise. But hey, we're along for the ride. If you don't like it, it's your prerogative, your opinion. If you want Joe in there, I mean, hey, I like to see Joe back in there. But it's, again, difference working. We covered it. It's just not – it wasn't working. It wasn't working at a 4-5 record. Call it what it is. If it was working, he'd be back in there. I mean, if the Ravens were 7-2 after 9 games and he goes down and Lamar goes 2-2 in those games and Flacco comes back, that's the difference. But he wasn't, like I said, I alluded to it last show, guys, he wasn't lighting the world on fire. So what in your right mind does 12 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in 9 games essentially scream to you? It's not attractive to me. So and Lamar's stats ain't that better, no, but again, different is working, and I love the working. So hey, Ravens are in a prime playoff position. Tampa is next. Gotta stop these guys, man. Mike Evans and that offense gonna ball out. They're gonna give the Ravens defense their best shot, and then the Ravens are gonna give their best efforts on both offense and defense. They need to bounce back, man. They had one get away. This is where you take it to Tampa and show it wasn't a fluke and say, hey, we're going to come back. We're going to come back with a roaring win in Ravens style and keep the playoff flame alive in December. With that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.